Now, all of those facts were contained in a report that somehow, in the vast bureaucracy of the criminal justice system, got lost. And therefore, the appellate court did not know and did not see the report and affirmed the conviction. After the conviction had been affirmed, an extraordinarily conscientious judge on the appellate court took one more look at the file and found this report and found these facts. And that judge simply could not let the execution go forward. So he convinced both of his colleagues that what ought to happen is the case ought to be remanded to the district judge, and the district judge ought to be allowed to consider these facts that nobody had looked at. Now, the Supreme Court, as you know, considers very few cases. But they felt called upon to use their limited resources to pick this case out of the hundreds that they consider. And with Justice O'Connor casting the deciding vote, the court held that the appellate judge had abused his discretion by finding and considering this information too late, and that Mr. Thompson had to be executed because of this clerical mistake. The last paragraph of Justice Breyer's dissenting opinion, I think, is interesting and worth quoting. Here's what he said. A legal system is based on rules. It also seeks justice in individual cases. Sometimes these ends conflict. To take account of such conflict, the system often grants judges a degree of discretion, thereby providing oil for the rule-based gears. When we tell the Court of Appeals that it cannot exercise its discretion to correct the serious error it discovered here, we tell courts that they are not to act to cure serious injustices in similar cases. The consequence is to divorce the rule-based result from the just result. The American judicial system has long sought to avoid that divorce. Today's decision takes an unfortunate step in the wrong direction. Now, what I think is interesting about all this is that, of course, Justice O'Connor is often said to be particularly resistant to rules and particularly ready to examine the facts of individual cases. I think, though, that the Thompson case illustrates that this readiness is really quite selective. Sometimes she's ready, and sometimes she's not. And the difference between the cases when she's ready and when she's not says something unfortunate and important about the limits of her vision and moral imagination. Thank you.